The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees, with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week, by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Tweet at us, or just follow us, or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Ron White retweeted us this morning, actually. A couple of days ago, I saw an article for Men's Health, and this is my opinion. I don't care. We don't debate it because some guys do it. I don't understand it. But it said why, I guess a bunch of women were asking, is it okay if a man sits to pee? And I just wrote, nope. And Ron White put nope, too. But I bet you Ron White must just spray the bathroom because he likes to drink. So.
See, there's some mornings where if I don't get up in the middle of the night to pee, I have to pee the first thing, and it usually goes...
Too tired to stand?
Right, for about 4 minutes. No, I found that while I sit there and pee for 4 minutes...
You poop on top of it?
I can brush my teeth.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, so it's just more efficient. It saves me a couple of minutes.
More efficient.
That's a great visual, isn't it?
I'm all about it.
It's not. Yeah. It's not at all.
Underwear hanging by his feet while he's brushing his teeth. Great visual.
You can stand and do that.
Right.
Yeah, you can stand. I do stand and brush my teeth when I pee. That's a good point, LB.
No, you
got
can.
You that one. Yeah,
no,
you can.
No, you can't. You spray it. You would spray it all over the place.
Well, how do you spray your...
I got the electric toothbrush.
Oh, you foam like a dog?
Yeah.
Then just spit in the toilet.
Yeah.
Sarah Colonna and John, her husband, John Ryan's going to stop in with her. John Ryan used,
not
to,
a minute too soon.
Used to punt for the Seattle Seahawks. He'll be in a little later on.
Craig, you got to do
Valentine's
the,
Day. Valentine's Day, Craig. Remember that?
Yes, Craig.
Yeah, the Home Depot story out of Wichita.
That's what I hear.
If I've gotten the email once, I've gotten it 1,000 times.
You want to just get it out of the way?
Sure.
Yeah, I got it done. Even came up in my Reddit warp chat form last night. Right. How fast does the Orville go?
Do we do it now or wait a little bit? So people might, there might be...
Probably a good idea to wait a little bit because, judging by the volume, everybody wants to hear our take on this story.
Okay.
Got this from Robert, TNT at TNT.
By the way, remember to do the story because we could easily forget that.
When you say do it later, I don't think you're going to do it.
Yeah. We obviously could forget that.
I will say that it is in the stack.
Okay.
That's TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Guys, love the show. Had something bizarre happen this morning. Makes me wonder if I need a break. Unlike Puss, I do not deny my heritage and admit I spent a lot of time on a farm growing up.
Deny my heritage.
Right. The reason I bring this up is the dream I woke up to this morning. I'm sitting on a stool milking a cow. And when I get all the way done, I look at the cow
and the cow's brushing his teeth.
Is this consensual? The cow looks back at me and shrugs. Yeah. I woke up after this and my first thought was, what the F was that?
Well, it'd be worse. It could be exclusive. I meant exclusive during that rap, by the way. I asked the cows, I said, is this exclusive? No, they don't. They asked
no,
me.
You said consensual.
I did say consensual. I meant exclusive.
That's hilarious.
They mean two different things, really, when you're having sex with people.
As it turns out.
They still just mean two different things.
Good point. Man, LD's killed us with logic today. Yeah. He really is. You could stand and brush your teeth without foaming like a rabies-filled dog peeing.
With socks on.
Doesn't say where he's from, but he comes from a town full of Ditkas.
And doesn't,
which could be a lot of them.
Yes, it could.
Could be all but two.
Three cities we broadcast to. There's Ditkas in there, but the purple people are helping us out. The purple people. Hey, Craig.
Hey.
It's Thursday. It feels like Friday for us. Everybody else, Go to work tomorrow.
It does not feel like Friday.
No, it's Valentine's Day, though.
Oh, yeah, that should feel like Friday. You know, everybody's, you know, light in the heart.
Yes.
Ready to celebrate Valentine's Day.
No.
Who originally dreamed up this scam? Said this.
Yeah, when is the first U.S. Valentine's Day? Like when did they recognize it as a phony holiday?
Because there will be billions spent.
Yes.
On Valentine's Day,
exactly.
And it increases every year.
Uh-huh. Yep, exactly.
I spent 60.
Good for you. I think I spent. Well, I had to get my daughter some flowers too. Yeah. I probably spent 40.
I spent 20. Because I bought a DVD. So I spent 20.
You got some porn?
Hey, we've got some in the office.
Yeah.
We've got a DVD for you and the lovely missus in the office.
I know, I could have got it. Oh, yeah. You know what? I'll pick one up on the way out.
I still have that one in my car.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
I'll give her that one. Just give
you
me
should
that.
Not have a just porn laying around your car. You get a car accident.
No, I put it in the pocket behind the seat.
Right.
And it's been there ever since.
What's the title? Can you say the title?
That's the something old about grannies.
Yeah, the granny one.
Well, no wonder he got that one.
But My children are grown.
Yeah, I know they are.
But
I
my children were in my car.
Uh-huh.
And they said,
I don't ride in the back seat. No. I forgot it was there.
Yeah, you're right.
My daughter.
It's granny porn.
Dad. Just, really?
Dad, you're so weird.
So I threw Tony under the bus. She said, Tony gave that to me.
She's like, let me out, Dad.
And the thing about that does get you out. Saying Tony got you
that's true.
A horrible porn, everybody otherwise would say,
they'd go, Yeah.
But, no surprise.
In a couple of weeks, you're not going to have Tony to kick around anymore.
No, Tony gave me that porn 4 years ago.
Yeah, I guess.
That's why he's in the car.
Likely story.
Yeah, exactly. Tony ain't even here. What are you talking about?
St. Valentine's Day, or the Feast of St. Valentine, the day celebrated now started as a Western Christian feast honoring early saints named Valentinus.
Yeah, try that with your lady.
It is
go out for
now,
a feast tonight?
Now, I'm starving.
Go to the buffet.
Well, you're going for a feast.
I understand.
Going out to
the
eat.
Feast now, then,
St. Valentine of Rome. St. Valentine of Rome was recognized for his martyrdom for being sent to prison for performing weddings for soldiers who were forbidden to marry.
I've heard the whole St. Valentine bit. But
he's also known for ministering to Christians who were persecuted by the Roman Empire.
Suck it, Jesus.
No. Yeah. Hey,
were these the soldiers from 300 who wanted to get married to each other?
Oh, yeah.
I sincerely doubt it.
No, okay, I get that part. That's interesting history. I'll give you that.
Well, that's what Todd asked.
I know, but when did the U.S. when did the U.S. say it's about flowers and cards on a certain day, February 14th? How many years ago? Yeah. How many years ago did the U.S. say that?
Who latched on and said...
Did Taft say he had a lady on the side or something like that?
This should be a good marketing ploy.
Or was it Hallmark?
It was, but...
Was it Taft or Hallmark?
We always
made the...
That's true, because it's not a day off, but we do call it Valentine's Day on the 14th.
Yeah.
I think sometimes Hallmark gets a little too much credit. I think they don't start it. They jump on board.
Yeah.
Really? They don't want to sell a card?
Well, of course they do.
They don't want to gin up some sort of reason to sell a card.
Just when did it become a recognized holiday in the United States of America?
I said gin up a reason for selling cards.
Maybe. But you always hear, it's just a Hallmark holiday. And I don't think Hallmark invented all the Hallmark holidays. I don't think they invented Mother's Day. I don't think they invented Father's Day.
But they jumped on it.
Are you sure? They probably invented Grandparents' Day.
Oh, they definitely did that. And granny porn, they invented that.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
LD knows that.
Oh, I guess that's LD's.
They invented granny porn day. Same day you're in the back of LD's car.
Yeah.
So we did find out that Lyndon LaRouche did pass away.
Yeah, we were thinking about this off the air yesterday. We couldn't figure it out. Yes. Anybody have him?
And we'll get into that later on.
Right.
About 14 players had him. About nothing, 14 players had him.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
14 players had Lyndon LaRouche. We will get into more of him later on. Theo Epstein.
That's you got
Cubs president.
Is he saying anything about his boss being
condemning racist and Islamophobic emails connected to the team ownership and Joe Ricketts.
And nothing's going to happen because Ricketts
spring
owns the
training
team.
Kicking yes, off this exactly. week. Epstein said the views expressed in the emails have no place in the organization,
but are,
in the
are
sport
exactly
of baseball,
feels.
Or in society yeah. overall. He said it's upsetting to think that some Cub fans were put in a position where they had to consider a connection between their favorite team and those types of views.
Sorry,
but
Cub
it's
fans.
Exactly he how said, I talk with my buddies and my Catholic shrine. Yeah, that
Catholic compound.
Exactly.
He said that you have to embrace diversity in order to win in baseball.
Yeah, that's what Ricketts do. That's what the Ricketts family does. Embraces diversity. Yeah. Exactly what they do.
Yeah.
They embrace black guys that run for the Huskers and black guys that can hit for the Cubs. Any Muslims on the Cubs?
I don't know.
It. Well, you know, there's a Muslim name. A lot of black guys play baseball. Not a lot, but enough, you know. Bunch of Hispanics on the Cubs, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Of course, a lot of them are Catholic, so that's cool with the Ricketts, I guess. But they're, brown.
Well, that's perfect.
But they're brown.
Yeah, still.
They're brown Catholics.
Yeah, but
stay
they're
old.
Catholics.
Stay in Mexico.
And be Catholic.
Stay in Mexico. Stay
Apparently,
there.
There's some Muslim Cub fans. And they're not
oh, yeah, Chicago's a huge city.
A lot of diversity in Chicago.
Yeah, a lot of diversity in Chicago, yeah. But not in the Ricketts household. Yeah.
But I get nothing when I type Muslims who play for the Cubs.
Yeah. But once again,
nothing comes
Muslim
up.
Fans. Yeah. I love that the guy can, I realize that it's the way it always works with anybody, but I love how Ricketts says, sorry. I didn't mean it. Yeah, you just sent it the other day. Yeah, you meant it.
Right.
You meant it the other day. And by the way, you're an old Ditka who's not going to change
if
his
you
views.
Didn't mean it, why are you yeah. lying yeah. to those people yeah. at your emailing?
Exactly.
Exactly.
I don't want to buy either. No prayer rugs for the on-deck circle.
Did you read that? Did you make that up?
No, I read it from a credible source.
People are saying.
Yeah. People are saying.
I like a clubhouse full of bacon.
Yeah, another reason to hate the Cubs.
Yeah, we can't have any Muslims
clubhouse
around the
full
club.
Of bacon.
That's true. It is. That's
bacon.
Champions. Champions eat a lot of bacon, before they go play two.
Well, they are embracing diversity in Cleveland. You know, they're getting rid of Chief Wahoo as the mascot there.
Yeah. Just go full. Like just Chief. Go full steamer.
How is that embracing diversity?
See, I'm not sure on this.
Getting rid of Chief Wahoo.
Well, it's a
they're
smiling
getting
Wahoo,
rid of Chief Wahoo.
Which is
now
true.
Then the mustard that is used there at the ballpark. Ballpark mustard packages had the. Cleveland Indians mascot Chief Wahoo on there. This year, they're getting rid of it because they have to.
How many mustard packets are there?
I can't answer that.
And how long is a mustard packet
I tell
packet
you,
last?
You tell somebody else. Pretty soon everybody knows
there's
about mustard packets.
There's probably mustard packets with a granny porn in the back of LD's car.
But, you know, they have
all got
to.
Mustard packets
the ball
car
club
somewhere.
Is dropping the logo this year. Yeah.
And they can't do anything in the stadium, right?
And they're not going to do anything in the stadium.
And the guys
so
won't wear the
smoothie. The mustard packages have to no longer have Chief Wahoo on it. The company says
you know,
the logo
like
had to be dropped as part of its partnership with the ball club and apparently has nothing to do with the racist mascot Chief Wahoo.
It is racist. Yes, it is.
That's why they're dropping it.
Yeah, thank you. Man, you didn't bring it up last weekend. Tammy's all, she was all upset about that a couple years ago. Well, I like Wahoo. Well, so what?
But it's still
racist. Yeah, so what?
They're still
yeah.
called the Indians.
I got a jersey with
which is
Wahoo.
Also kind of racist. Yeah.
I'll still wear it.
I'm less convinced of that one.
Well, I understand that, but,
I'm not
again,
sure.
The Wahoo logo is pretty
yeah.
racist.
Yeah.
Redskins is racist.
Yeah,
yeah, but if you've got some mustard packets in the back seat of your car,
and you could
save them, they're collector's items.
Or squirt them all over your
any.
Granny porn.
There you go.
Watch your mustard on my any. Granny porn.
Hey, you got your granny porn on my mustard. Daytona 500 on Sunday.
There you go. It's springtime.
I can't wait.
You feel like it.
I can't wait, Craig.
Mm-hmm. Boogity,
boogity,
boogity.
Boogity. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to DVR that so nobody tell me who wins.
Nobody will know.
Somebody will know.
Yeah.
Not in this room.
Oh, you'll see it
oh,
on
Oh, I might know, yeah.
You'll see it on the Twitter.
Yeah. I'll be in Pennsylvania. I'll probably know.
Yeah.
That's just an osmosis thing right there in that part of the country.
When oh,
comes,
yeah.
When it comes to NASCAR. Yeah.
Play it on the TV in the Times Square. Old Mechanicsburg Town
yeah,
Square.
No, they won't do that, but it'll be on the bars. For
I wonder
sure.
if I can find a nice garage in the French Quarter yeah, to watch yeah. that in.
The town crier will be out.
Hey, it is a South, puss.
Yeah,
they'll show the Daytona 500 down south.
Let's go racing up and down the streets of Mechanicsburg.
That's it.
Boogity, boogity, boogity.
And there is a new golf simulator at the White House.
The only reason Todd cares about NASCAR is because he lived in Pennsylvania. And I never do.
Yeah. It doesn't matter why.
I know, he just did.
It doesn't matter why.
He fell in love with a sport in Pennsylvania. We were together.
Jeez. Yeah. Put a guy down for why he likes
fine.
Something.
That's
the
fine.
Only reason he likes that.
Well,
how many reasons does a guy need? Let it go, man.
And but, stick to what we've always said. He fell in love with the skill when he lived in Pennsylvania.
Did I say sport?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, skill.
No, I just noticed that everyone around.
Oh, Tony's moving to NASCAR town.
Oh,
man, Florida? Yeah, you kidding me?
Yeah.
We'll see you at every race.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be there with
him. Yeah, but.
Maybe you can get on pit crew.
You're 30 minutes. You're 40 minutes from Daytona,
man. I can't
wait.
I can't wait.
Right over from. No, you're actually going to Tampa. You know, Orlando's 40 minutes.
You're a couple hours away.
Yeah,
a couple hours
I'm away. Going. I'm going.
You should.
And
go.
On race weekend, that's
right.
9 hours.
Yeah. It might be.
And you could drive down to Miami when they have the homestead race.
You know I'm all about
All that sounds cool to me.
Yeah. I'm all about
because I know he's going to be, What else is going on, Craig?
Darlington. That can't be too far a drive.
Black guys stand out, too, at NASCAR.
Atlanta. Right? Yeah.
Actually, the black guys now are the guys changing the tires. A lot of ex-athletes do that now.
Oh, do
but,
the tires.
In the crowd, you'll still just buy one or two.
Oh, yeah. They're all helmeted up.
Yep.
They got all the gear now.
Yeah.
They're trying to look more and more like football players.
Well, they are football players.
The guys on the
ex-football players.
The
there's a lot of ex-football players in NASCAR now because of that.
We've been watching that Titan Games on NBC, The Rock Show.
Oh, it is. Okay.
And they had a woman on there who that was her gig. She was like the first female pit crew member of a NASCAR
so
team.
She's flying around tires. She's a gas can lady.
She was a jack.
She jacked you up.
No, the air wrench.
Still,
oh, she had an air wrench.
Heavy.
Yeah, she ran the air wrench. But she was ripped up. She was on that Titan show.
Imagine what she'd do to you.
Ooh.
Oh, slow down.
Well, anybody could do that with one of those.
Good sure. She does it with her hands.
Air
wrench. No, she wrenches manually.
Yeah.
Be careful with that.
Wow,
that
could hurt.
Rip that thing right off.
Strong wrist.
She's got strong.
That was good there for a second. It was.
Until you pull my junk off.
Okay. I'm going to change your balls.
Boy, that went sideways.
That would suck.
House and Senate could vote on a budget deal today.
Good.
Are TSA going to be working this weekend?
Yeah.
I know they always work because they've been great because of the Trump shutdown. They stayed on the job.
Well, until the end there, and then they kind of started bailing it.
A couple
the
of
end.
Them did. I would, too, if I was them.
And I think
that's what changed it.
The air traffic controllers.
Oh, that was scary.
That was the game changer.
Yeah, it was.
When air traffic controllers
stopped showing up in Jersey,
for work.
Right, yeah.
Apparently, some people get tired when they don't get paid.
Yep.
Yeah.
It makes perfect sense.
No, they were sacrificing for the wall.
I understand.
They were sacrificing for the wall. You heard it.
And they all wanted to do that, except the guys who didn't show up.
Right. No,
which was most of them.
Which increased in number after day after day.
They also said that there was any number of mistakes that were made by people that were on the
they're bummed out
there for 17 year veterans making horrible mistakes. But and they said because
they're worried
they didn't get enough sleep and they are
worried
about not paying the bills.
Right. Exactly.
And you do worry about not paying the bills, even if you do have a job.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
Yeah, you're right.
And drinking two or more of any kind of artificially sweetened drink a day, like diet soda, is linked to an increased risk of clot-based strokes.
That's a lot of people. I don't drink.
Heart attacks.
I think probably one diet
and
Coke
early
a week.
Death in women over 50, according to a new study by the American Heart Association and American Stroke Association.
Oh, it's not everybody, just women?
Oh, good. Now, what if you, Craig, what if you only have one a day, but it's that 128-ounce bucket from the gas station?
Well, that'd be more than two.
Yeah, that's more
than
two.
One.
Yeah.
It's 12 ounces.
I think we're
talking in terms of about 24 ounces.
I'll be stroking.
The risk for highest for women with no history of heart disease or diabetes and women who were obese or African American.
I'm none of those. I'm good.
That's not true either. But perhaps not as bad off as you could be. Previous research has shown a link between diet beverages and stroke, dementia, type 2 diabetes, obesity, metabolic syndrome. All those lead to heart disease and diabetes.
I hate being all stroking.
Now, are all those symptoms washed away if you mix the diet soda with alcohol?
Yeah, if you wash it down with some vodka or rum specifically.
Yeah, yeah, if you mix rum or whiskey with the...
It's no better.
How many Diet Cokes does chick have?
Well, a very, very heavy dissertation tonight. We had a very Darrison bite. Let's go hit Terrison for the bit, the head of the pit.
I'm a bad man.
Yeah.
I'm a bad man.
That's some speaking in tongues right there. We brought that up the other day. And no one seems to be able to translate her.
I didn't know what that meant.
I'll call Yosemite Sam.
But she was bringing the devil out of somebody.
Yeah.
Back in 2016, bottled water surpassed carbonated soft drinks to become the number one beverage by volume.
God, you know, bottled water is such a ripoff. I mean, we buy a case of that every time my wife goes to the store, we have a big bottle. And it's just the kids, we just all grab them like they're just, I got a bottle right there. Yeah. And then you walk in, we've all done this, you walk in, there's no water.
Yeah.
And the other day there was no water, and I did a crazy thing. I grabbed my glass, and I grabbed the water out of the tap, filled it up, and drank the whole thing, and it tasted the
just
same.
Just the same, yes.
And you know what? Our relatives, our past, we grew up in this where they didn't have bottled water, and we switched. We're like dumbasses about it. But you imagine people, their ancestors just turning, they're paying for water. And we do.
Yeah.
A lot.
I had to take a bucket to the river,
No. Exactly. No, we had.
Well, and we have refrigerators
Even when you were a kid, Puss, there wasn't bottled water.
No.
There was just.
Water
from the tap.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, water holes.
We have refrigerators with water on them now on the door.
That's right. Mine still has that.
Yeah.
But we've all looked and said, we're out of water.
Damn. I got to go to the store.
Yeah, we'll
just
make
so parched.
Yeah. Giant pitchers with filters in them.
Yes.
It's so crazy.
To get at the particulates out.
They won that battle by convincing us that we need bottled water. They really do, man. Yeah. They won that. We're stupid. All right.
Well, the funniest part is that all that plastic is, just killing the earth.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh, there's a great article about global
being
warming.
Healthy.
Global warming, which is happening in 60 years. Hmm? What cities will be like in 60 years, like compared to what cities are now. I'll try to find the article during the break, but it's pretty interesting.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.